چیدن به این
کال
سو جراسون تھا دیکھو نوٹ کیچ کرشنا
بھگوان
انٹر ڈسٹرکٹ مدھوشلا کاٹن دس از پریم کرشنا واز کنٹرول بائی دا پریم آف یشودا کرشنا کاٹ ون
ہینڈ
کرشنا caught the hand of Mother Yashoda by one hand and he caught the churni stick by the other hand.
Parabrahma ke jate ke sabte sabte yoni Krishna
Sri Krishna is the source of all the truth and Mother Yashoda is actually chastising Krishna, threatening him to beat him, calling him a thief, liar. Mother Krishna is very afraid of the mother. Someone may say that he is just performing a pastime, but Kunti is saying, are you really? Kunti is asking, you are really afraid of Yashoda. You are really afraid. You are certainly afraid of mother. Stick. She wanted to beat you by the stick. Therefore, it has been said. What austerity is that? Papo Yashoda. Stanam Hari.
Oh, Nanda Baba, what did you do? That Krishna had duty to the Mata for the
Mata. Nanda Baba.
Yashoda Baba.
And Mother Yashoda feeding milk to that the Lord of all the universes.
Krishna is afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. acting. This is not a drama, not a lila. Just really hear the phrase. Therefore, all glory to Chidananda and Yasoda, Nanda King Kuro Brahmana, Sri Devan Mahabhava, Yasoda Vam Mahabhava, Paho Yasyam Sanamri. That Nanda Baba is so fortunate, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, carries his shoes upon his head and comes dancing to him. What to speak of the glories of Mani Yasoda, the Supreme Lord of millions of Vaikunthas, drinks her breast milk.
When taking the stick in the hand, Mother Yashoda going to beat Krishna, at that time Krishna is trying to go behind Mother Yashoda, and torrential tears coming from his eyes, and the kajal in the eyes and mixed with tears and flowing like Ganga and Jamuna.
Krishna
is telling, Mother, don't beat me. Mother is asking, again you will do.
Now,
wiping the tears in the eyes and mixing with the vermilion in the eyes, all body becoming black. All the ornaments make and all the ear rings and all shaking and crying and crying. Even his crying is very, very sweet. His glance is very good. His threefold
bending.
Everything is very sweet. Even his naked is very beautiful. When Mother Yashoda is going to beat, he's very
beautiful.
Mother told, all right, I will not beat you. She threw away the stick. But I will bind you up. Why should I bind you? You are a wicked fellow. Otherwise, he'll go to Brahmanda
Ghat.
Or he might go away from the rest. Better to bind him, otherwise, he'll be angry and run away. Then later on, I will feed him milk and then he will become peaceful. But for the time being, I'll bind him. So, thinking like this, so actually, she began to endeavor to bind him. She told one of her
friends,
please collect all the ropes from our
Goshala.
First she used the silken rope which was used to tie her hair. Then she began to attempt to bind him by the silken rope. First I should bind his colt. First I should bind his hand and then the ulukhal means the running water. So both should be bound together, both are accomplices. So the hand also the grinding water. So actually taking the silken rope from her bread, she attempted to bind Krishna. Actually, that rope was very short.
It could not
bind Krishna. It was the best belt of Krishna. But even it could not even finish one round. It could not even finish. So then she told her sakis, oh, bring more rope from your house. All the sakis told that today Krishna cannot be bound. In his destiny, no binding is there today. But Mother Yashoda was adamant. She said, no, I will bind him today. Today I will not leave him, I will bind him no matter what. Why she could not bind him?
Krishna
is Krishna was thinking in the mind.
If
mother will bind me, then I will not be able to play with my sakas. Cows will never give the milk, even if the cows are next to them. All are waiting for Krishna to give milk. All the sakas also waiting for Krishna. The cows are waiting for Krishna. So mother actually... So the Aishwarya Pratishti mood of opposite. So the best was not in
Krishna's
side. Actually the rope became 1 or 2 miles long, but still the belly could not be bound. Actually Krishna cannot be bound unless there is a mercy of Krishna. Also one has to attempt to bind him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, he has said, there are two are required.
Ramanu
Sampradaya, Marjarnaya and Markatnaya. Marjar means cat will hold a kitten in the mouth. And monkey, she monkey, the baby of she monkey will hold tightly to the baby of the she monkey. But sometimes it is seen that the baby monkey falls down and mother cannot protect. So baby monkey will catch to the mother's belly by force and the mother will carry him. But kitten is not doing anything, but mother is holding that kitten by the mouth. The purport is we should be surrendered. We should surrender in such a manner. We should not do anything. We should just surrender to him. Bhagavan will show mercy to us. From other side is the baby monkey actually holds tightly to the baby of the monkey. But Mahaprabhu has little pelvis. Bhagavan's mercy is everywhere. But unless we endeavor ourselves, Bhagavan's mercy cannot be obtained. Yashoda had taken a vow. I will fast today, tomorrow, whole life I will fast. I will not eat unless I bind him. Rup and Sanatan, they had great renunciation. Kashyap and Aditi stood on one leg, standing on one toe. They actually performed austerity for millions of years. Then only Aditi and Kashyap could obtain Krishna as the son. Rup and Sanatan.
Advait, sorry, we'll be back live in a minute. Okay.
Therefore, we must endeavor. At least we should follow the Chaturmasya Vrat. Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He is so merciful. My Nama Sankirtan, everything will be accomplished. But we should still endeavor. We should have good character. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Follow the instructions of Upadeshamrita. Don't criticize anyone. We should always see the good qualities of others. always stay with the Vaishnava. Then only will know that. Mother Yashoda could not bind Krishna. Her face became colorless. Oh, I have become ashamed in front of my sakis. I am embarrassed in front of my sakis. I could not bind him. So Krishna then immediately became bound out of his mercy. My mother is suffering so much. His heart melted. Krupa Shakti is there. Vatsala Shakti is there. So Krishna's Krupa Shakti is the topmost potency. All the Aishwarya Shakti vanished and Vatsalya mood. Parental affection came. So just by the rope which was used for tying the knot of Yashoda's hair, that rope alone bound Krishna. So Krishna was bound by that rope to the branding water. Krishna's hands could not reach the knot from behind. Then Subal, Sridhar, Madhumangal all came. Balde Prabhu also came there. He arrived from the Upananda house. He returned from Upananda house. He was very angry. He said, "I will punish one who has bound Krishna." Then Madhumangal told in the ear of Subal that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. Hearing that, Balram, no, he could not do anything. Then Krishna was thinking in the mind, I got Nalkubar and Manigiri cursed through Narad. I will follow the instructions of Narad. So he has cursed Nalkubar and Manigiri that they have become trees. Nalakuvar and Manikiri. Bathing naked in the Ganges River. They were two sons of Kuber. They were actually bathing in Raskara. They were playing Raskara. You are shameless like trees. He prayed to them. In Dwapar Yug, you will become two twin Arjuna trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna actually remembered that. Then he told Sakas that should push the landing mortar. So there were two twin trees. Krishna actually passed the grinding mortar through it. But actually the grinding mortar became a little tilted. And due to the force of the grinding mortar, there was a huge sound of cracking and two trees were uprooted. Hearing that sound, there was no lightning, there was no cyclone. Still the two trees were uprooted. Nanda Maharaj had gone to bathe in Brahmanda Ghat. Nanda Maharaj saw. If these two trees would have fallen straight, then Bhagwan would have been crushed, Krishna would have been crushed. But fortunately these two trees fell the other way. Till now Krishna was joking with his friend. As soon as he saw the father, he said, "Oh," he began to weep loudly. Nanda Maharaj came and took him in the lap. And very slowly opened the knot. Subal could not open that knot. Madhumangal could not open that knot. No one could open that knot. The knot of Vatsalya cannot be opened by any other means. Sakas cannot open it. Nanda Maharaj came there. He actually pacified Krishna. He gave him the one sweet ball made from gourd. Oh, mother, who bound you? Mother bound me. Mother Yashoda was sitting. She was standing at a distance like a wooden doll. Mother Then the Maharaj became very angry. He didn't speak anything. He took Krishna and Balaram in the lap and then they went to Brahmanagar to bathe. Then they were taken to Goshala. Then they drank the milk of the cow to the heart's content. Then he gave them some sweet to eat. Then evening time, no one had cooked anything at home. There was no cooking was there. Upananda's wife, Baldev's mother Rohini, and all the elderly women, they went to Krishna. They told Baldev, catch Krishna and bring here. We have to take him to mother. Baldev actually came near Krishna. Krishna gave him a big push and Baldev fell down. Oh, he's stronger than me. Then Rohini and Upananda's wife, they came, oh Krishna, would you not go to the mother? I will not go to the mother. Where will you stay? I will stay with my father. Who will you play with? I will play with Dau Bhaiya. What will you eat? I will drink the milk. I will drink the cow's milk, fresh cow's milk. I will never go to Mother Yashoda. Rohini mother said, if your mother, if your mother goes to Sita Ram, will die, what will you do? Oh, he began to weep loudly. Then Rohini took Krishna and put Krishna in the lap of the other Yashoda. Till now, Yashoda was not weeping. She had become like a wood. But when Krishna sat in her lap, she began to weep loudly. Then Rohini mother, Krishna told, father came.
Papa, Krishna,
shall I beat your mother? She has actually bound you. Then mother, Krishna caught the hand of Nanda Maharaj. Hearing this,
Nanda Baba can't
say that.
Krishna
can't say
that.
Krishna began to weep.
Dau
Bhaiya
can't say
that. Dau Bhaiya began to weep. Everyone was weeping. Then everyone became pacified. This is Krishna's childhood pastime.
But still, with that long rope, she
could not mind one, even one time around the waist of Krishna. Instead, she was two fingers too short. Therefore, the Sakhi said to Mami Yasoda, it is not in your fortune, that you will, it is not written in your fortune that you will bind your son. Therefore, Mami Yasoda determined, today I cannot bind him, tomorrow I will bind him, or the next day. Then she made a determined, and she was very determined to bind him. But no matter how many ropes she joined together, she was always two fingers too short. Why she could not bind Krishna? That time Krishna did not desire to be bound. Because all his friends, as well as the cows, were waiting for Krishna to go cow grazing at the place, for the place. Therefore Krishna manifested his Aishwarya Sakti, his opulent potency, and Krishna could not be bound. Therefore, Siddhishanatha Great Thakur says, in conclusion, Krishna cannot be bound by one's own effort. Therefore, the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya have reconciled. There are two types of logic. One is Markatnyaya, the logic of the monkey. And the other one is? Markatnyaya, the logic of the cat. Means the monkey, the baby monkey has to grab hold of the mother but on the back or the stomach by his own strength. And the mother jumps from one tree to another. If the baby falls, the mother will not go back to pick him up. Therefore, the baby monkey has to use all his own strength to catch hold of the mother. And the chicken is completely the opposite. He does not do anything, only he cries, meh, meh, and the mother takes him by the mouth everywhere. Therefore, some people teach to be like the chicken. I surrender. Bhagavan will do everything. He will give mercy. Then I will do bhajan. No. That will be a shortage. Therefore, Mahaprabhu reconciles both these conflicting logics. Mahaprabhu says, Krishna's mercy is everywhere, but unless we endeavor, we cannot catch that mercy. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is going to determine, until I bind Krishna, I will not eat anything. Therefore, Buddha says, just see the hard endeavors of Rupa Sanatan Goswami or Raghunath Goswami, how they endeavored, or Drona Dada performed austerity for thousands of years to get Krishna as their son. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he would sleep just 96 minutes a day, and sometimes he would not even sleep. Sometimes he would take some fried chickpeas, and sometimes not. Every day he would perform 1,000 Dandavat pranams to Krishna, the associates of Krishna, the pastime places of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But what is our austerity? Nothing. We are sleeping four times a day, sometimes five. We're eating four times a day. Then how we can get bhakti like Raghunath Goswami? There at least in this Kartik month, one month we should follow. Not criticize anyone, perform, always staying in association of Vaishnavas, and completely follow the instructions of Sri Upadeshamrita. Therefore, Mani Yasoda was feeling ashamed. In front of my friends, I cannot bind Krishna. Therefore, Krishna seeing her heart in their mouth, Kripaya Swabandana. Krishna, by his own mercy, allowed himself to be bound. At that time, Krishna's Kripa Shakti predominated, and Krishna's opulent potency left. Therefore, all the potencies of Krishna, Krishna's Kripa Shakti, or his mercy potency, is presiding like an emperor. He presides over all other Krishna's energy. Therefore, Krishna allowed himself to be bound by the original rope, the hair rope of Mani Yasoda. Mani Yasoda bound Krishna with a knot in the back so that Krishna could not use his hands to free himself. That time, Sri Baladev Prabhu, who had been staying at the house of his uncle, Upananda, when he came and saw Krishna had been bound, he was very angry. Who has bound Krishna? That time, Subal whispered in the ear of Balaram, Mother has done. Therefore, Baladev gave out his anger immediately. Then Krishna remembered, I have to fulfill the words of Narada Muni. Narada Muni had cursed the two sons of Kubera, Nal and Kubera, because they were naked and intoxicated, enjoying with the upsidas, and they insulted Narad. They were Narad's cousins. You will become trees. But when they pray for forgiveness, then Narad softens. Okay, you will become trees, but you will be delivered by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, he, with the friends, they roll the grinding mortar outside. And when Krishna went between the two trees, the grinding mortar was stuck. And Krishna pulled very hard. A huge sound rent the air, and both trees fell, one to one side, and another to the other side. When Mother Yasoda heard that sound, she came running. When Nanda Baba heard that sound, he also came running from Brahmandaga. Then Nanda Baba opened the knot of Krishna. Even the suckers like Maru Mangal, Sridharma Subal could not open the knot. Only those in Vatsalyaram can open the knot of Vatsalyaram. Then Nanda Baba was very angry. What would happen if the tree fell directly and menaced Krishna? Then he would be dead. By some good fortune, the tree fell on either side. Therefore, in this situation, when Krishna would look towards his friends, he would laugh. And when he would look towards Nanda Baba, he would weep. Therefore, as Krishna was weeping, Nanda Baba took one guru ladu and fed Krishna. Who has bound you? Mother has bound. That time, Mother Yasoda was like a statue. And Nanda Baba, being very angry, took Krishna and Balaram, one on each shoulder, and went to Brahmandaka. The whole day he spent there, feeding Mishri sugar candy from his pocket, sometimes milking the cows directly in the mouth of Krishna. Therefore it came to the time of Sandhya, or sunset, but still Nanda Baba had not returned. So finally when Nanda Baba returned with Krishna and Balaram, he did not enter the interior section of them, of Nanda Baba. That time the wife of Upananda, the wife of Baladeva, the mother of Baladeva, Rohini, as well as the other senior ladies, all went to where Krishna and Balaram were with Nanda Baba. Then Balaram went to take Krishna, but Krishna gave him one push, and Balaram fell flat. Then Balaram was astonished. How strong is Krishna? That time, the wife of Upananda asked, "Oh Krishna, you won't go to your mother?" "No, I won't go." "Who will you play with? Who will play with you?" Then Krishna said, "Dalbaya, I will play with Balaram." "Then who will feed you?" "Nanda Baba will feed me, Ladu." That time Rohini, who is supremely intelligent, she said, "But Krishna, what would happen if your mother?" "Nanda, Satya." Then Krishna began weeping. "Oh mother, mother." And Rohini took Krishna and put on the lap of Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda was in so much separation, even she could not weep. But when Rohini put Krishna on her lap, then she began weeping very loudly. That weeping, then Krishna was also weeping. Then Nanda Baba, hearing Mother Yasoda weep, he also began weeping. The whole Gokul became drowned in weeping in Karunaram. That time Rohini went to cook something. Then Nanda Baba said to Krishna, "Will I beat your mother?" Then Krishna grabbed his hands. "Oh no, don't beat her." There was such a wonderful leela of Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So it is a today 9:30 a.m. So whoever is there for this session, you must come back at 9:30. আজ আমরা সকলকে টিকিট বাসের জন্য টিকিট বিতরণ করব। আজকে পরিক্রমা খুব সংক্ষেপ, আপনারা 10টার মধ্যে এসে যাবেন। তার প্রতিদিন আমাদের পাপ যাত্রা হবে, টিকিট না থাকলে বাসে চলতে পারবেন না। 10টার সময় সকলে টিকিট সংগ্রহ করে নেবেন, আর যারা এখানে এসে টিকিট দেওয়া হবে এখানে, আর যারা এখনো টাকা জমা দেননি টিকিট করে তারা অবশ্যই আজকে করিয়ে নেবেন, নাহলে বাস যাত্রা করতে আপনাদের অসুবিধা হবে। আপনাদের
name of
Jesus.
Jesus. The blood of the
will be ending the webcast in a few minutes, on and off for the next 4 hours. We'll be broadcasting live from several places. Let me tell you, we'll be at Sevakun, Shirada Damodar Temple, Imital, and Shingaravat. So please check back on the right side of purebhakti.tv. You'll see information about when we're live. In approximate time, so we'll be back live. Jai Shri Radhe, thank you for joining us. Sri Gurudev Ki Jai.
Haribol.
Haribol Maharaj, dhanyavad.
Thank you. I will try to get one headset today. So I will try better can get. I was holding the phone, but it was a little disturbing the translation, their headset. So I will try to do other thing. I will try to get one headset, and by that I put Vishnudavat Maharaj. If that will problem, then I will translate separately.
Okay, thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you very much.
Radhe, Hari Bol.